Dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
July is anti-boredom month, so hold up a bank. The police will keep you busy. Oh, yeah.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Stand by for me.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher acquitted of murder and all other counts except for posing with a dead war prisoner in Iraq. Nike pulling the plug on a 4th of July themed sneaker.
The controversy surrounds the back of the shoe, that older image of an American flag. It's commonly known as the Betsy Ross flag, and experts say a small number of hate groups have been using the flag as a symbol.
Fox's Mark Meredith, Nike in a statement saying it doesn't want to unintentionally offend anyone. The House Ways and Means Committee suing the Trump administration for access to the president's tax returns.
Months after Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and IRS head Charles Rettig defied subpoenas for the information. Democrats argue that the federal tax code requires the IRS commissioner to hand over the taxes of any American if requested by the panel. The Trump administration argues the committee's request has no legitimate legislative purpose.
Fox is Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Bastards. This is Fox News.
They all suck, Joey.
Lauren B. Yeah. And Dawa Chappelle Jemmyang. As you know, the Dalai Lama wants his replacement to be a smoking hot babe. The two of you stand before me. But there's only one scroll in my hand. That scroll represents the girl who is still in the running to be the next Dalai Lama.
I hope you stay.
I hope it's you. Lauren B., you're that gorgeous, peaceful type of girl who can rock a traditional Buddhist flip-flop and shaved head. But where's the personality? Dawa, you've got the Shavasana down perfectly. And many in this competition have said you're the contestant to bet on. But is it enough? So who stays? So who's the reincarnation of the Bodhisattva of compassion? Dawa, congratulations. You are still in the running towards becoming the next Dalai Lama. And as for you, Lauren B., I have one thing to say.
You believe this crap with Nike and the Betsy Ross shoes? Nike,
it's absurd.
A company that actually did something somewhat patriotic, sneakers, you know, especially limited time, 4th of July. Colin Kaepernick decides that they represent racism. Why? So what? I mean, that's his opinion. You can look at that any way you want. Was there racism at that time? Yeah. So you want to do what about that? You see, we've kind of evolved over the last 200 years to do our best to eliminate that. But you're troubled. You got bigger problems than I can describe, other than not being able to find a job in the NFL, if looking at a Betsy Ross flag makes you wet yourself. Because you're so traumatized. So Nike makes a court to pull this because one guy, him, doesn't like them. That's pathetic. It's really pathetic. But what does this tell you? What do you think the bottom line in that story is? What it tells you is that the left has so terrified corporations that when one of their leaders or figureheads or whatever you want to call them says, I have a problem with that, they're ready to burn down the nearest town to make the point. And, you know, in their organizational, because they're so incredibly organized, they don't do anything on a spontaneous basis, to create all kinds of grief and havoc. And, well, you know what? This will cost us how many millions of dollars to take these? They're selling for $2,000 online. You can get them. Now that they've done this, they made them like a collector's item. And I forget the internet source, but they're selling for $2,000. So congratulations, Kaepernick. I'll bet Nike's really happy they signed him as a spokesman.
You know what this news story tells me about Nike? Mm. All the stuff you just said, but also,
they
you
sit
know,
down to pee?
Well, no. Last week, there was all sorts of juicy material. I'm looking and just thinking about the news cycle today.
Yeah.
What a terrible, crappy news cycle today. Why did Mike Pence cancel an event?
Yeah.
Ocasio-Cortez has some... She was unsafe.
What is the deal with Pence coming back from a trip?
Yeah, nobody knows.
To New Hampshire.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
But everybody's trying to tie it in with this, you know, 14 Russian sailors dead on a super secret nuclear
I guess it's not
research submarine.
Too super secret if we know this.
Well, we have vague outlines of what it is, but it's, you know.
This crap.
I doubt Pence going back to D.C. had anything to do with that.
Yeah. Me too.
Apparently there was a fire, though, and 14 Russians died. You know they now have as a nuclear deterrent? Nuclear warhead-tipped torpedoes? Because there would be no...
For a long time?
The technology's been around for a long time, but it hasn't been updated and deployed, and the Russians are looking for any new deterrents in order to beat any U.S. early warning systems or defense systems. And so one of their methods would be a submarine get very close to a coastline and...
I thought all of that stuff was over.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not over.
How naive of me to think anything else. We're going to check traffic and weather together in just a moment. A reminder that why not pick up the phone, call 272-2020, make an appointment at Montgomery Eye to see the refractive surgery counselor. Won't cost you a penny. And in that process, and in a matter of minutes, something you could do on a lunch break, you'll find out whether or not your vision issue can be corrected with a LASIK procedure. At Montgomery Eye, you have two of the best in the world. None of this, I got to go to Birmingham, there's nobody here. No, they come from Birmingham to here to experience the professional skill set of Dr. Swan and Shin. They're the best. So if you decide to have LASIK, you're in the best possible hands with a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. So their customer service is second to none. Again, call for the appointment at 272-2020. Learn more by visiting them at onlinemep.com. Brad McDonald coming up in three.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way into the 5 o'clock rush hour, and boy, it's busy on the interstates. Please be careful if you're on I-85 northbound. We have a delay for you around Taylor Road and the Chantilly Parkway. Of course, it's going to be a delay on the southbound side as you approach the interchange. Once you head north on I-65 out of the interchange, there is a big jam up of traffic around the Northern Boulevard. Doesn't look like an accident, just a lot of people trying to go the same way at the same time. If you're on the 31s, everything is moving along pretty smoothly. We do see a little bit of a delay headed into the Wetumpka area, so use some caution there. Your office location says it all. Synovus Center on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville gives you the distinction your business deserves. Call David McClinton for more information at 270-9177. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
From Alabama
Alabama News Network. I'm Samantha Williams. Today's the day. Qualifying for the race to become Montgomery's next mayor is in full swing. Candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race, and right now there are 11 people planning to run for the capital city's next mayor. And Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shooting. It happened Monday night around 11 o'clock at the intersection of Randolph and Court Streets. Officials say one man was shot and taken to the hospital for treatment. We're told his injuries are non-life-threatening. No arrests have been made. Plus, celebrating Independence Day, just 2 days away, but local law enforcement is cracking down. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Alabama is now fifth in the nation for traffic fatalities. One in three of those fatalities is the result of a DUI. Troopers investigated 8 fatalities last 4th of July. Nalia will have extra patrols on major roadways and waterways throughout the holiday. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. This first week of July is going to be the hottest week we've had so far. It's possible that you could run into a evening cooling shower, but the chances are very, very small, fading out later on tonight, and the overnight low temperature, a very steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, high temperatures 95 to 97 both days, the heat index near the 105 danger level. Stay hydrated. Some spotty relief perhaps from some widely scattered storms, but most towns unfortunately get skipped. Then on Friday, we're still in the middle 90s. A few widely scattered storms here and there. Slightly better coverage by Friday and Saturday, but still random and spotty. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Independence Day is really something. A day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand. When they go off, all your fingers get fried, and you'll be left with only stubs and ugly sights, ugly sights, ugly sights. Independence Day's really something, a day that's really grand. When lighting firecrackers, don't hold them in your hand. You'll hear a big kabam, and you won't have a hand. Don't hold them in your hand.
News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. It's 5:15. Joining us on the phone, we call him Mr. Wright. On the money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Quick reminder, July Boom Magazine is out, and we both have columns in that magazine. You can read them online at riverregionboom.com or find them at Chappie's and other fine locations around the area. How you doing, Brent?
Yeah, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. Not a bad day today, not a whole lot to talk about, but all in all, a good day. How about you?
Good. I'm doing well. I always like to see green, so 70 points is better than going down 70. So as the Dow creeps closer to 27,000, that's nice.
No, it is nice. I tell you, you know, it's interesting when you look at everything that's kind of coming at us in terms of data. Keep in mind we've got earnings that are coming up here in a few weeks, so we've been spending a lot of time looking at that. So far, I want to say out of something like maybe 100 or so companies out of the 500 in the S&P that have pre-announced earnings. In other words, if you have major market moving news around your earnings, you'll pre-announce them ahead of the report. But about of those, roughly, I would say about 70% or so actually said they're going to be worse than expected, which is interesting because most of those companies are all tied in with China and the Pacific Rim, most everyone. And I think that is why we saw this colossal move. Anyone out there that's listening to me, all you have to do is Google 10-year Treasury bond yield and watch that chart. You'll see what I'm talking about. The yields in the 10-year bond just absolutely fell off a cliff. And that typically happens when there's a lot of fear, a lot of nervousness, and a dramatic slowdown that's underway. Now, I've been talking with some of our people that we know around the country, and my good friend Larry, you know, when talking with him, he says the winners from the G20 summit in this order, number one, China's Xi Jinping, number two, the Saudis, number three, Turkey, and number four, Russia's Putin. And he goes on to talk about, you know, how a lot of this, you know, saber rattling, if you will, Trump coming out talking about $300 billion in tariffs, that he was going to do this. He did not. And furthermore, you know, he removed some of the things he talked about with Huawei. He said, you know what, they're on our list. We're going to blackball them. They're not going to have anything to do with anything in America, and American companies are not going to be allowed to sell to them. And he removed a half of that after the G20. Mm-hmm. And so you leave yourself, you scratch your head and you say, well, all right, what is he doing here? What is the tactical sort of move that he's making? Because, you know, again, you have to wonder. I think when you look at the potential for a recession in 2020, the only way that that happens for the United States, the absolute only way, is if we had a full-on onslaught trade war going into 2020 with the Chinese. I don't think that a trade deal is going to get done this year. I thought that it would. Now, after seeing this, I don't think so. I think this is going to drag on for some time. But I also think that for Trump, maybe the end play here is that this Iranian thing is getting worse and he needs backing. I don't know. But there is a reason why markets are levitating up here at these all-time highs, and there's a reason why these Treasury bond yields are so low. And the market usually gets it right. Money flows to places for a reason. And so it's just all of this is so interesting to me. And I'm expecting to see overall decent earnings for the second quarter. But with a number of these negative pre-announcements, you kind of wonder a little bit. And so we'll see if that actually comes to pass or not. But right now, you know, so far so good. Our largest portfolio model that we have more clients in it than any other, is doing quite well. We projected a weak dollar. We've gotten that. We projected lower yields. We've got that. We felt like the market would hold up in a scenario like that, and it has. And so, all in all, we feel pretty good where we sit today. And but again, the jury is still out as to the exact moves that the president has made and why he made them. And so, look forward to talking about that in the next couple of weeks.
All right.
As we run our traps and get a little more information.
We'll see. We can't get you in here on a Tuesday, too, sometime this month. Man, I can't believe it's July already, Brand. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, I know it. It's unbelievable. Football season's going to be here before you know it.
That's right.
At noon today,
we were exactly halfway through 2019. Unreal.
Yeah, incredible. Time flies by. What are you doing for the 4th? You got big plans?
I don't have anything planned at the moment. I know I'm going to the Biscuits game Saturday night because we're giving away some tickets for that game at Baumhauer's tomorrow night. So we'll have our own little section. Let's see where we have section 108. Nice seats. Biscuits versus the Tennessee Smokies. How ironic that I should be attending a game against the Smokies. So, but I really don't know. I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought because, like I said, seems like Memorial Day was 2 weekends ago.
I know.
But
you just came back from South Florida, so.
And it was an excellent trip. I think we've talked off the air, but I think you would be very proud of the way she's handled having her life turned upside down and moved forward. And she's got a nice place, and she's living in a real nice area, real close to the water. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it. There's a picture of the two of us on Facebook.
I have.
And the smiles you see there are genuine. You know, we had a great time. And the best job in the world is being daddy. And she lets me do that once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Which is great.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very proud of her. By the way, if you're ever down in South Florida, I got a restaurant down there you've got to try. It's in an odd location, but it was one of the best. Man, Brand, I have been in New York. I've been to a lot of places that have great restaurants, but this is one of the best I've ever done. So we wrapped it up in fine style. It was a little housewarming party, so to speak, and I was able to come back like totally relieved, because I hadn't seen her in 6 months while she's going through this incredible transition and working for a promotion at the zoo and raising my grandchildren. You know, Penelope the possum and Bella, grand dog, and so forth. So it was all good. It was. I don't know that I could have asked things to work out any better than they did. I'm happy to tell you that.
That's fantastic.
In the meantime, you know, and this is a good time to be talking about our kids and so forth, because having a plan is how you look out for them down the road. And one of the ways I was able to do a little of that was, They have an insurance consultant at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. So if you're looking for something that will cover you, if you have a business, they can help you assess what your real need's going to be so that you at least have that peace of mind in terms of coverage. But, of course, getting that first dollar working towards something down the line, whether it's your kid's education, saving for a home, or saving for retirement. Stop looking at TV and being jealous of people that seem to be happily retired. You could be one of them. You just get to start. That's it. That's the hardest part. Starting. Call 387-0094. Make an appointment and sit down with Brant and this amazing team of people at McDonald and Hagen and get something going for your future. That's 387-0094. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow, my friend.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:24. We're going to hit the traffic dungeon here real quick, and we always do something special. I got something that will lift your spirits here in a couple of moments.
As we roll through the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking out for you, and we see a lot of traffic in the downtown area, both on surface streets and on the interstates. If you're on I-85, look for a slowdown as you approach the interchange. If you're on I-65 going north towards the Northern Boulevard, there's still a big traffic jam right around the boulevard, so be careful there. We also have a report of an accident on Highway 31 where it meets I-65, so watch it if you're in that vicinity. There's a lot of folks rolling with you on the boulevard. Be careful around the south side near Baptist Hospital and the Troy Highway and between Vaughn Road and I-85. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary. Text your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's food, fun, and fireworks as the City of Montgomery presents the Independence Day celebration at Blount Cultural Park on July 3rd. Gates open at 6 p.m. Sponsored by Wind Creek Casino, Bama Budweiser, Larry Bucket Chevrolet, and WSFA. Enjoy live music by Cam & Company, kids' activities, food vendors, Budweiser Beer Garden, and fireworks at dusk. Admission is free, and you are encouraged to bring chairs and blankets. Enjoy all this family fun and grab the best seat in town for the grand fireworks display on July 3rd at Blount Cultural Park. For more info, go to FunOfMontgomery.com.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes! Yes, we do buy diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum. Yes, we do buy or trade. Yes, we do buy diamonds, coins, gold and silver. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
This is the sound of a blizzard from the amazing DQ Summer Blizzard Menu with seven flavors, like new Sour Patch Kids, which sounds like the first home run of summer. Yahoo! Your first cannonball. Yahoo! Or your first road trip to the Grand Canyon. Yahoo! That's what the DQ Summer Blizzard Menu really sounds like, with exciting flavors like new Sour Patch Kids and favorites like brownie dough. DQ, happy tastes good. Yahoo! At participating locations.
Summer's here, so is grilling season. Start them both at the Home Depot, where the Dynaglow 5-burner gas grill with sear burner and smoker box is a special buy at just $229. It sports a fresh new look, a great matte black finish, which for a grill is pretty cool. And its big cooking area covers plenty of steaks, burgers, and weekends. Today is the day for doing. Red, white, and blue savings now on the Dynaglow gas grill, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces. All of our units are currently busy assisting other customers in various trouble spots around the world. When you hear the beep, please leave the name of your country, the nature of your crisis, and a number where we can reach you. As soon as we finish cleaning up the Balkans, Iraq, Korea, China, Y2K, and our compulsory consideration of the feelings of others orientation classes, we'll be happy to return your call. For more options, please press 1 now. If your crisis is small, immediate in nature, underfunded, and close to the ocean, press 1 for the United States Marine Corps. If your crisis is distant, with a mild climate and good hotels, and can be solved by one or two low-risk, high-altitude bombing runs, please press 2 for the United States Air Force. If your crisis can be resolved with a bit of gray flannel, flags, and a really good marching band, press 3 for the United States Navy. Please note that Tomahawk missile service is extremely limited and will be provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If your crisis is not urgent, press 4 for the Rapid Deployment Force. If you're in real trouble, press 5 for the U.S. Army Special Operations Command Center. Your request will be processed as soon as the compulsory credit check is completed. Please note that the Army Special Command may bill your account at any time, and the actual specifics of the charges will be classified. If you'd like to join the U.S. Army, where you'll be shouted at for low pay, have your wife and family stationed miles from civilization, and are prepared to work long hours, risk your life in all kinds of weather and terrain, while watching Congress constantly erode your pay and benefits package, please stay on the line. A bitter, passed-over Army recruiter in an old strip mall down by the post office will be with you shortly. Thank you for calling the United States Armed Forces.
It's 5:30. Is there a better picture painted in words than a bitter, passed-over sergeant in a strip mall down by the post office? Would love to see you. There's the big Nike, crikey Nike. Oh, in addition to doing exactly what the adult-sized infant known as Colin Kaepernick wanted, because the Betsy Ross flag hurt his feelings, I understand they've got the stellar character of Michael Vick as a spokesperson. The animal lover, you know. I mean, he paid his dues for that, I suppose. But I don't know that I could ever trust anybody capable of doing what he did. But to think about that. Think about how you feel when you your own dog or any dog you know is yiping or has... I mean, it's like... Mm. And these what these guys did for fun, to have something to bet on, those are people without conscience. So he absolutely fits Nike as a spokesperson. It's unreal, man. Unreal. But the media will never report that, you know, the reaction from the garden variety American who will see that and say, well, I'm done with them. I'm not buying any more of their stuff. We're seeing it at the movie box office this summer. Very few movies are doing well, and even those that are doing well are not performing up to what was expected. Because we've had it. We've really had it. I don't know what gets into their heads. Generally, old school Hollywood types stood up for the country. But not today. And I guess there's just something about being in a movie or a series. Here's another good one, too, by the way. The Roger Ailes documentary on Showtime apparently is a big flop. And I ask you, you know, what Roger Ailes accomplished with Fox News is pretty special in a business sense. But he apparently had a problem with keeping his hands to himself, or he used his power at Fox to not beat anybody up, but, you know, in exchange for sexual, for whatever it was. I honestly didn't study it enough to give you a knowledgeable summary of what he did. But who the hell wants to watch it on in a movie? This is another example of Trump derangement syndrome making its way. We're going to show those bastards on Fox. They're still complaining that Fox is this right-wing mouth and needs to be put out of business. That's the scary thing. You got to listen to what these folks are saying. They don't want to win any arguments. They don't want to debate on merit. They just want to shut it down. That's not this country. A friend of mine sent me a story. You'll be happy to know that free speech is now the law on Texas campuses. I got news for you. It's the law of the land. Keep your hands off. We shouldn't have to pass laws like that. Who do we have on the phone here?
Hello, Greg. This is Walt.
Hey, Walt. How are you?
Pretty good. You talking about movies?
Yeah.
Sunday night at 6 o'clock, First Baptist is showing I Can Only Imagine. And we would love to invite you to come on down with your family.
I am not familiar with that film. What's...
Have you ever heard of Mercy Me, the group?
Honestly, I can't say that I have.
They had a song, I Can Only Imagine. And this is about one of the boys' relationship with his father, I believe it is. It's quite a story. And they do have a connection to Montgomery. Some of these boys used to play at the summer camp for First Baptist Church, but they are world-renowned now. They're an outstanding group. And they say this movie was a blockbuster, and it's very recent, very new.
And that is this coming First Sunday?
Baptist, Sunday at 6 o'clock at First Baptist Montgomery, and everything's free, including the popcorn and the pizza.
Well, I appreciate you letting us know about that. Sunday nights are very difficult for me to get out because I'm trying to close out the weekend and actually you know, get back onto my crazy schedule on Sunday. But I'm glad you called to let everybody else know the option is out there.
Yep, it is. Okay, take care now.
Speaking of movies, I think it was Mark Cumby, one of our listeners, our loyal listeners, who had a thing going, I think it was on Twitter. If you had to pick five movies, because everything else, you were going to get five movies and only five for the rest of your life, which five would you pick? I thought that was a really interesting question. I could not name five off the top of my head that I'd absolutely have to have. You know, I got some favorites. I'm kind of a, you know, you can, Robert Downey Jr., I'm sure those Sherlock Holmes movies were very entertaining and stuff. I'm a Basil Rathbone guy. What can I tell you? I'd want one of those. And I'd like at least one 50s sci-fi movie, because even though CGI does some pretty, I mean, I saw the recent Godzilla. It's pretty amazing what they can do. But I like the ones that were made when they didn't have computers that could draw, create a monster and just put it anywhere they wanted. Part of the fun of movies was, how did they do that? So I really didn't have five off the top of my head that I could watch over and over and over for the rest of my life. Of course, I probably don't have that much longer to live, so it's not that big of a deal for somebody like me. But I really could not name five off the top of my head. 537, Eddie Bader stopped by yesterday. I gave him my house to list, my little piece of heaven in Bellwood West. He went over there and checked out the amazing upgrades in that home. And those were all Georgia Floors Direct productions. And he says, your house is unlike any other in this area in terms of the interior, because we bought beautiful hardwood laminate floors. And with the genius of Jeff Mallinson and his talented installers, we spot up the master bathroom, which has a garden tub and tiled walls, and it looks incredible. And the floor, it's all part of one sweeping piece of work. Just amazing. Marble countertops, an originally designed backsplash, install one tile at a time. Those are the kinds of things that can really add a great touch to a home. And Georgia Floors Direct did all of it. Did all of it at a wholesale price. Did all of it with the installers they've worked with for years. Really crafted. I mean, people who are talented. Artisans. Old school. Who are so obsessed with perfectionism that watching them work was fascinating, because everything had to be just right. Any artisan worth their salt will want it that way. But Georgia Floors Direct has assembled a team of people that look for that level of perfection when they do an installation, whether it's carpet, tile, or any other floor, hardwood, laminate, they do it all. Popular styles of flooring at Georgia Floors Direct in a giant warehouse that has been there for 50 years on the Boulevard, 1965 Eastern Boulevard, next to Ashley Home. Stop by and see Jeff and his amazing band of merry flooriers who will help you get the floor you dream of for your home at Georgia Floors Direct.
We are rolling through the middle of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch sees a few accidents to tell you about that may slow you down this afternoon. We have an accident in the downtown area in the 600 block of Madison Avenue. We also have an accident on 85 northbound at the Eastern Boulevard. Elsewhere on 85, there's a big slowdown right around the interchange, so be careful there. If you're on I-65 headed northbound, it's real crowded around the Northern Boulevard, and we have an accident on 65 south at Fairview. Let's be careful this afternoon as we head to the house. Peking Palace on the Southern Boulevard has been serving great Chinese food for years. They're back. Same family, same great food. But now known as Jenny's Restaurant. Stop by Jenny's Restaurant. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm Jared with Tire City and Automotive Service. We are offering a buy three tires, get the fourth free. That's right. Buy three tires, get the fourth one free. Get unbelievable savings on over 700 tires we have in stock while supplies last. Visit TireCityAL.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Montgomery police are investigating a late-night shooting. It happened Monday night around 11 o'clock at the intersection of Randolph and Court Streets. Officials say one man was shot and taken to the hospital for treatment, and we're told his injuries are non-life-threatening. No arrests have been made. And today is the day. Qualifying for the race to become Montgomery's next mayor is in full swing. Candidates have until the 16th to qualify for the race, and right now there are 11 people planning to run for the capital city's next mayor. Plus, celebrating Independence Day just 2 days away, but local law enforcement is cracking down. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey says Alabama is now fifth in the nation for traffic fatalities. One in three of those fatalities, the result of a DUI. Troopers investigated 8 fatalities last 4th of July, and Aaliyah will have the extra patrols on major roadways and waterways throughout the holiday. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This first week of July is going to be the hottest week we've had so far. It's possible that you could run into a evening cooling shower, but the chances are very, very small, fading out later on tonight. And the overnight low temperature, a very steamy 76. Tomorrow and the 4th of July, high temperatures 95 to 97 both days. The heat index near the 105 danger level. Stay hydrated. Some spotty relief perhaps from some widely scattered storms, but most towns unfortunately get skipped. Then on Friday, we're still in the middle 90s. A few widely scattered storms here and there. Slightly better coverage by Friday and Saturday, but still random and spotty. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
I got ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback checking account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a lady who goes to the store that won't close, and she's shopping at 7-Eleven. Satisfies her. Ooh, make my Slurpee. If there's a penny on the counter, you can use it.
With your purchase of Hustler magazine, do you require a spoon straw?
And you will find one down the road. Coffee and cigarettes to go. Twinkies from here to Tokyo. They've been robbed 8 times in a row. As the fluorescent lights glow. Microwave your marine.
Isn't it interesting, Joe Biden, among the many idiotic things he said,
well, you can't get a job at a convenience store unless you've got a dot on your forehead or you speak Indian. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if any Republican had made a statement like that? Hey, some good news.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh, isn't this good?
Even though the media sucks her behind and has probably left a bullseye-sized hickey on her keister, occasional cortex is not real popular in the district where she's from. That probably means she'll lose the next election and then run for Senate. That's what they do in New York. They get rid of somebody reprehensible in Congress and then send them to a higher office. Like her. The latest Gallup poll reveals the public's opinion of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has plummeted as the Socialist Democrats' ignorance on issues and shocking ultra-left stances continue to make more and more Americans fearful about the potential damage she can do in Washington, not to mention the Democratic Party, which she and a few others are very, just, you may as well take a sledgehammer to it, kids. Before the young, quote, rock star rocked the world by defeating 10-term incumbent Joe I couldn't get off my fat ass in campaign Crowley at the ballot box last November, American negativity towards the self-proclaimed socialist was relatively low. But after her numerous controversial gaffes and oblivious comments, like, you know, how to explain how I lost 25,000 jobs in my first month as a congresswoman, exposing her inexperienced and dangerous worldview, more Americans are becoming wary about the destructive path on which the left-leaning rep could lead America. And, you know, while she's down there on the border and weeping and staging photo ops, burying her face in her hands.
Oh, no.
With shock and horror and...
Oh, and she felt threatened.
Not to mention, there's a few Jewish folks around the country who have taken issue with the use of the term concentration camps to describe what's going on down there. Of course, nobody would be in those concentration camps if they had just stayed where the F they belonged instead of trying to break into the country. There are consequences. By late February, occasional court talks when the general election was sworn in, those numbers have changed. Gallup showed 31% of respondents now have a favorable view of her, but 41% said they have a negative view, and only 29% they had no opinion or hadn't heard of her. You really got to have your head up your ass to not know who she is. In other words, her negative numbers shot up 15 percentage points in less than 6 months. These numbers showing a 10% dip in AOC's net favorability are of great concern to many of her liberal socialist supporters who offer the Democrat their unconditional support. Yeah, no matter what stupid, ignorant thing she says, they're there ready to, like I say, leave the bullseye-sized hickey on her ass. Rendered her a 13-point net negative, minus 13 net favorability rating. 39% rating her unfavorably, just 1 in 4 who view her okay. It appears the controversial loose-lipped politician's unbridled radical stances on issues is repelling Democrats, Republicans, independents, and anybody with two brain cells that still bump together in the middle of the night. I've seen some things in my life, but her, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, it's the three stooges of evil. And by the way, just a reminder that in the state of Virginia, Governor Blackface is still the governor, Lieutenant Governor Rape is still the Lieutenant Governor, and Attorney General Blackface is still the Attorney General. Do you think that would be the case if any of those three had an R next to their name?
No.
No. Why are we allowing this stuff to happen? I mean, there were demands even within their parties for them to resign. You know, we can't claim to be this great liberal accepting group of people when you're doing your mammy impersonation in your high school yearbook, you stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard. God.
No, it was a dance competition. He was.
Oh, that's right.
He won it. He has an impressive moonwalk.
Yeah, he's Michael Jackson.
That was one of the greatest stories ever. He's doing a press conference to apologize for blackface, and he's talking about how he won this Michael Jackson impersonation contest, and somebody says, can you do the moonwalk now? And he ponders it, and his wife goes, don't you dare. I would have loved to have seen the guy in trouble for blackface do the moonwalk. He'd probably go up in the polls.
I just, you know, whatever. What I hate is that any mistake, look, they're punishing Kate Smith in the grave. Yeah. Because in 1938, she wasn't thinking like we do in 2019.
Well, she should have been.
Well, yeah, damn it. So that's what we do to somebody like her, but the current governor of Virginia... And this is the party, of course, that's all about women. And there are women.
Oh, yeah.
I think the same woman that made that lousy coffee earlier in the show, she must be a Democrat, too.
Yeah?
I just have to believe it because she was that stupid.
Well, you know how I like my coffee now.
Served naked.
Well, sure. Well, it depends on who's serving it. You heard my joke earlier. That's how I like my coffee.
Remind me again. Give me a couple of words so I can remember it.
I'm trying to think. How do I do this where it's air friendly?
Give me the question.
It's the classic joke. I like my coffee how I like my women. It's not the punchline you would think.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the one about pubic hair. Okay, I get it. You know, I was speaking with Mademoiselle Goose about many things. And she now has her own place and a mortgage. And next year at tax time, she's going to be in the best shape she's been in her entire working life because she has that first mortgage interest rate deduction. Not to mention, as I reminded her not too subtly, that, you know, your taxes were cut by the guy in the White House there. But you still get that. You still get that first mortgage deduction. It's crazy. If you're renting, I got a place to sell you, as a matter of fact. Think about it. Give Eddie Bader a call. Morris is Mr. Mortgage. He has done thousands over his illustrious career in that industry. And many of the people he's obtained mortgages for were first-time homebuyers. And he guides you through the process. Don't be nervous. You're excited. We understand. But this is the American dream, owning a home. And you know what the American nightmare is? Paying rent and letting somebody else use your money to take a big tax deduction because they're paying the note on the property you're renting. That's crazy. He is now partnered up with Renaissance Bank. They have so many programs available for people who face issues like maybe a bump or two in the credit. Hey, look. I came here with a credit score that was about 400, and I'm proud to say it's now well over 8. It didn't happen overnight, but those things can be fixed. And there are also allowances that can be made when you have programs available. Don't have money, you know, large down payment? You don't really need one. There's places all over the area that you can get for minimal down and monthly payments that'll be well below what you're paying in rent. And then you get the deduction on your taxes next year. So I ask you, why would you hesitate to call him at 409-9300? Great guy. He'll work so hard for you. 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank. They're an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 402-669. And Eric, we'll wrap it up with you.
Hola.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we missed you, Greg. Glad you're back. Glad you had a good time.
I did.
Joey did a phenomenal job filling in for you.
That's what I heard.
It's true.
Thank you.
In regards to all these Democratic women that are making us pull our hair out slowly, how about a little bit of women know your place?
Save their life. What?
How about a little women know your place?
Well,
you can eat into some of my show if you like.
All right, I'll play that going into the break. There'll be no close. We'll go straight to the Joey Clark Radio Hour.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you, Joey. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Yeah, why not? That's a It's educational. All right, so tipping, tornadoes, and here we go. All right, it's been a great afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joey.
Thank you.
What do you got going on tonight?
We're keeping it in the family.
Is that your brother?
That is my brother, Will, yes.
And he looks so happy. He must be married now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Early.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's a very new marriage.
Are you sure you don't mind me doing this?
Yeah, it's all good.
All right, I will see you tomorrow.
See you then.
An ordinary dinner party, the sort of occasion we all enjoy. The men are exchanging witty stories. And look at the women, aren't they pretty? Look at the way they laugh, they're delightful. But now the conversation turns to more serious matters.
I wonder if the government should return to the gold standard.
I think it should.
Good. Then we're all agreed.
But oh dear, what's this? One of the women is about to embarrass us all.
I think the government should stay off the gold standard so that the pound can reach a level that will keep our exports competitive.
The lady has foolishly attempted to join the conversation with a wild and dangerous opinion of her own. What half-baked drivel. See how the men look at her with utter contempt.
They were going home.
Women, know your limits. Now let's see the proper way.
Good. So we're all agreed. We should return to the gold standard.
Oh, I don't know anything about the gold standard, I'm afraid, but I do love little kittens. They're so soft and furry.
What a delightful thought, you dear, sweet, fragile little thing.
Women, know your limits. In thought, be plain and simple, and let your natural sweetness shine through.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch is rolling through the afternoon rush hour, and we have quite a few accidents to tell you about this afternoon. We still see the police working an accident at I-85 northbound and the Eastern Boulevard. There's also a problem at I-65 southbound and Fairview, and in the downtown area right there on Madison Avenue in the 600 block, we have an accident. There is a lot of traffic leaving the downtown area, so be careful as you approach the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the boulevard, it is packed full of cars. Just be careful around the intersections. We don't have any big delays for you there. Let's be careful and get home safely this afternoon. The big tire sale is going on at the Reinhardt Toyota Service Center. Buy three tires and get the fourth for just $1. Don't miss this special. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery. Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every